Hello. Below I present to you a description of a cheap two-channel rectangular signal generator with adjustable filling. Prices in China start from about $1.70 with shipping. In Poland, from about PLN 29 with shipping. The system is sold as a ready-made set, but you would have to solder the gold pin pins to be able to use it without any problems. The generator has a 3-digit, 7-segment display, thanks to which you can set both the frequency from 1 Hz to 150 kHz and the duty cycle from 0 to 100%, using 3 buttons, set, up, down. The generator can be powered in 2 ways, by means of a cable with a micro USB type B plug with voltage of 5 volts, or by means of pins on the board described as VIN plus, VIN minus. According to the manufacturer's information, the module can be powered with a voltage from 5 to 30 volts. But on the board, we can find the HT7150 stabilizer, where according to the documentation, its maximum input voltage is 24 volts. So I do not advise you to power the VIN plus and VIN minus pins with a higher voltage, as this may damage the system. The generator's maximum output current is 30 milliamps. The manufacturer states that the accuracy is plus or minus 2%, and it actually agrees. It can be seen that the higher the frequency, the greater the error, but it does not exceed the declared value. The amplitude at the output is 5 volts, regardless of whether the module is powered from 5 volts or 24 volts. Most likely, this generator is based on some kind of microcontroller. There is an integrated circuit in the SOP20 housing under the display. Both generator channels work simultaneously. The frequency and pitch of both channels are set using the 3 buttons as follows. A short press of the set button causes the display in turn. FR1, frequency at the PW1 output. DU1, percentage of the waveform filling at the PW1 output. FR2, frequency at the PW2 output. DU2, percentage of the waveform filling at the PW2 output. After selecting one of the above, the selected option will flash 3 times and display the current value of the selected parameter, which you can change using the up and down buttons. When we are at the FR1 or FR2 option, each long press of the set button and release it gives us the possibility to choose 3 frequency ranges. XXX, 1 Hz, 999 Hz, possible change every 1 Hz. XXX, 0.1 kHz, 99.9 kHz, possible change every 0.1 kHz. 150 kHz, possible 1 kHz change. The reality, however, is different. The first and third ranges work without any problems, according to the manufacturer's description. Problems occur with the second range for both channels. 00.1 to 00.9 gives a waveform from 1 to 9 Hz, where it should generate a waveform in the range 0.1 to 0.9 kHz in 0.1 kHz steps. 1.0 to 1.5, all the time generating 1 kHz. 1.6 to 2.5 generates 2 kHz all the time. 0.2.6 to 0.3.5 all the time generate 3 kHz. 0.3.6 to 0.4.5 generate 4 kHz all the time. 0.4.6 to 0.5.5 generates 5 kHz all the time. 0.5.6 to 0.6.5 generates 6 kHz all the time. 0.6.6 to 0.7.5 all the time generate 7 kHz. 7.6 to 0.8.5 generate 8 kHz all the time. On 0.8.6 to 0.9.5, all the time is 9 kHz. 9.6 to 10.9, all the time generate 10 kHz. 11.0 to 11.9 generates 11 kHz all the time. 12.0 to 12.9 produces 12 kHz all the time. 13.0 to 13.9 generates 13 kHz all the time. And so on, up to 99.9. The resolution every 0.1 kHz declared by the manufacturer does not work. Most likely, it is the fault of the program in the microcontroller. The adjustment of the degree of filling the signal works correctly with a resolution of 1% in the range from 0 to 100%. Below are some waveforms from this generator. Two channels here at once. 60 Hz 60% and 50 Hz 50%, 500 Hz 50%, 3 kHz 50%, 15 kHz 35%, 60 kHz 60%, 100 kHz 50%, 125 kHz 50%, 150 kHz 50%. Above 1 kHz, the generated signal starts to be distorted, which can be seen in the above waveforms. Both channels are affected by this problem. Finally, a curiosity. The described generator has the ability to change the frequency and fill the signal for both channels via UART. The GND, RXD, TXD outputs above the display are used for this. It is enough to connect it to a processor or computer.